This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Canadians are in for a shock when they see that their parliament has made it profoundly simple for anyone to kill another under the guise of assisting in suicide. The tragedy of such early death is that when it comes to prosecution, the only person able to testify that such early death assistance was indeed murder is the person who has been killed. Pro-life attorneys are appealing a court ruling in North Ireland which says that pro-life laws there are incompatible with human rights. The concern is that such a statement there could lead to an actual overturning of pro-life laws, seen as a contradiction, by some, of the EU Convention of Human Rights. Doctors' associations are being pressured to drop opposition to early death-assisted suicides. The annual meeting of British doctors is considering whether to take a neutral stance on assisted suicide. Palliative care doctors are seen as key in maintaining strong opposition to early death arrangements. This is Life News Radio. The participation by women in civic life was originally made possible by public restrooms for women. The loss of privacy in those restrooms and even locker rooms is being challenged state by state in the U.S. One state's story of trying to reverse such loss of privacy is told at justwantprivacy.org. Please visit and support the work in Washington State to protect women and children. Visit justwantprivacy.org. Ryan Bomberger is the pro-life activist sued by the NAACP and who won in court. His new book, Not Equal, Civil Rights Gone Wrong, released this week, makes the case that the civil rights movement has been hijacked by none other than abortion advocates. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.